Welcome to your radio show, Andy Breckman.
Hey, pal.
Happy Hanukkah.
Oh, is that this week?
Yeah, I think it started last night. You didn't get your kids anything?
You might be looking at a calendar from like 3,000 years ago. The Jewish calendar is very tricky. I don't think it started last night.
Really?
If it had started last night, wouldn't I be wearing my new Apple Watch, Ken?
I've got two candles in my menorah. I don't know about you.
I don't set my Jew clock by the Friedmans. Not anymore.
Oh, that's right.
Fool me twice. Shame on me. How you doing? How you doing, pal?
I'm doing good.
You have a good week?
It's been the best.
Man, it seems like just yesterday we were doing this. Although I couldn't remember what last week's show was about.
Yeah, neither do I.
All I remember is you were having a better time than I was.
It was music.
Music.
It was music oriented.
Yeah.
But I can't remember what it was.
Like a pig in slop.
Yeah.
You were so happy.
Yeah, well, no more of that. No more music shows.
No more, yeah. We can't have you happy every week. You'll just come to expect it.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry about the excessive joy last week.
That's okay. It's okay, no.
No, I'll make sure it doesn't happen again.
We have...
I can quit any time.
We have a whole hour now to prove it.
Yeah. I don't need the happiness, you know.
I know. You function fine. We all hear your show on Wednesday mornings.
Right.
We know bitter and resentment can carry the show.
Did you check out my show this morning?
Loved it. Loved it from top to bottom. Didn't want it to end.
Great. Thank you.
The Arctic Monkeys. Great to hear them again.
The Arctic Monkeys. You did listen to my show once,
and
there was a band.
Yeah.
Do you remember the name of that band?
No.
So now you
were truly stunned.
You fall back on the Arctic Monkeys.
Now this is a show we're gonna talk about how people are cheating while they're at school, learning remotely,
or in any way. Any kind of cheating. You can cheat.
Well, but I'm more interested in newfangled high-tech cheating.
Yeah, technique. You want to know how the kids are cheating.
Yeah, my kids aren't.
Oh, I think they are.
I don't think they are.
I think they are.
No, we did a good job with our kids. But our listeners' kids, oh, my God, they're off the charts. They're off the rails. And it also is a way to promote our Zoom fundraiser.
That's right. The staring contest, which is Saturday night.
Is this Saturday night.
Yeah, it's a fundraiser for FMU. Tickets are $5. And if you want to compete for the grand prize of $144.50, enough money to go out to dinner or do something significant, but not enough money to corrupt you. That's why it's that amount. You figured this out yourself, right?
But how will it work?
Here's how it will work.
What are the protocols?
Here's how it will work. Everybody gets in.
And how do you winnow it down to one winner?
Well, if you get it down to three people, let's talk about how it's going to work. Everybody's on the Zoom call.
The cameras are facing them. They're right on camera.
And if you want to compete, you turn your video on. If you don't want to compete, you turn your video off, but you stay on the meeting.
But what's the argument against competing? Why would they not want to compete? What do they have to lose?
Maybe they're hideously ugly.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, they should get a discount.
Right. Well, we can give them a discount.
Okay. So everyone's camera is on.
Everyone's camera is on. And then we have monitors. We have people who are watching all the participants.
Oh, my God.
And everybody starts off with a poker face. Everybody puts their poker face on. And then we unleash the Andy Zingatron-matic.
So then I start to... Do I just tell jokes to the group? Or am I focusing on one person at a time?
Oh, my God. Just to the group. You just be yourself. You just be your charming, hilarious... irrepressible self, Andy. That's my advice to you. And anybody who cracks a smile, we then turn off their video. We don't kick them out of the meeting.
What if somebody, like puts a picture of like their dead grandmother up
monitor? Oh no, we have ways.
I mean, off camera that we can't see.
No, we have ways around that.
We do?
Yes, we do. I'm not going to reveal what they are, but we have anti-cheating technology in place. I told you what it was already. You've apparently forgotten, which is good. Which is good.
But okay, so they can't. Okay, so people have to. It has to be live. It can't be a still picture.
Right. Can't be a still picture. Can't be a video loop. We're on to you, Zoom cheaters, already. Unless
and
there's.
To just stare at the camera, and then I'm going to be telling jokes.
Right.
But what jokes am I going to be telling? You didn't, there's a little flaw here in your plan. What do I say?
Oh, I have the jokes chosen for you.
You do?
Yes. I've chosen all your jokes.
And are you going to be helping me?
Yeah, I'll help you.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. And then as people laugh or even smile, right? Any change in facial expression.
Right. Then they lose. We turn their.
But of course they could blink or scratch their nose.
Oh yeah, of course they can scratch their nose. They can blow their nose.
Okay.
They can drool. There's any number of things that
any indication that they're enjoying themselves.
Right.
And then they're eliminated.
Then we turn their video off.
So.
And then you end up, Andy, with a bunch of humorless people.
Yeah, or people who don't speak English, you know, don't speak the language. That gives them a true advantage.
Yeah.
I'll go into my physical Gallagher shtick, I guess.
Or people who are actually watching Sergeant Bilko on another screen.
Yeah.
There's them.
That'll depress them.
So, yeah, we
get... people that are squeezing a rusty nail into their palm off camera.
And then we get it down to hopefully one person, and that person gets $144.50.
So once it's down to five or six people, I can work on them individually.
Yes.
Wait, how about this? Can I suggest a rule change, a subtle rule change?
Uh-huh.
That at any point in the festivities, I can single out people. Is it possible for me to single them out? Can I say I'd like to talk to Larry?
Sure.
And then I would talk to Larry directly.
And have Larry respond to you?
Yes, I think the rule has to be Larry, if I'm talking to you directly, you have to respond. You have to answer my question.
Very well.
Oh, then I'm okay.
Yeah, you're fine.
If people have to interact with me, I'm okay.
Okay, yeah.
If I'm really up against it, I can always go into my silly French accent. I can also do, also talk like Mickey Mouse.
No, please don't do either of those two things. I promise.
That's only if I'm really in trouble.
No, I promise that Andy will not either do his Mickey Mouse accent or his French accent. Neither one of those is going to happen. In case you're just joining us, we're laying out.
Because you can't not laugh.
Right.
Well, that's kind of flattering to hear, Ken. I'm so happy that you enjoy my Mickey Mouse voice.
Man, it's uncanny. It's just uncanny. It's like
it's all I can do.
It's like I'm right outside Space Mountain.
I can't act. I'm the worst.
And there's Mickey Mouse. In case you're just joining us, we're laying out the ground rules for the 7-second delay staring contest.
Did I ever tell you that Jerry's? Oh, I'm sorry. You were plugging the thing. It's Saturday night.
It's Saturday night. Tickets are $5. Information's at WFMU.org. Please join us.
And the grand prize is $144
and 50 cents.
Did I ever tell you this? I just don't have the acting chops at all. Whatever genetically.
I know. I know.
Did I ever tell you this? When we were doing my little movie Rat Race, we were in Las Vegas, and the director asked me if I wanted to play the taxi driver in a scene that was going to shoot in 2 days. And I said, sure. The taxi driver, it was the taxi driver's friend. It was taxi driver number two. And the taxi driver number two had two lines. And I said, sure. And as soon as I said, sure, my stomach just knotted up I felt lightheaded. I couldn't function. I was so anxious about this little part I had just won.
And how did the director fire you?
No. I went to him the next day. He was friendly. We were friendly with Jerry
Okay.
Zucker, and I went to him the next day. I said, Jerry, I just can't. By all that's holy, I just can't. And then I'm doing you a favor. I said, I'm doing the American viewing public a favor. And he just gave it to some other guy who did a great job and didn't think twice about it.
Oh man, you could have used your Mickey Mouse voice.
Oh my God. I don't know how actors do it. I so admire them.
Wow, that's interesting. I feel like the majority of actors, it's nothing. Like, of course, there are some great actors and actresses, but I
Well,
feel.
I mean, either you're born with it, either you have the gift, or you just don't, you know. And people that have the gift, they don't appreciate it, I don't think. But not everybody does. Oh my gosh.
Well, Andy, we have our first caller.
Wait, based on what?
Hey,
What did we do?
based on the
I have a
phone
question
ringing.
about the I have a question about the staring contest.
Yes.
Yeah, so I was planning on maybe trying to scheming a way to make a little bit of money, and I was going to have several people. I was going to, pay for one ticket, but have several people on the call. If one of them smiles, is the entire video cut off, or are they out?
No,
Wait,
it's got to be.
are they all in the frame with you?
No, it's got to be
Yeah.
one face per call.
Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
can't have more than one
Oh,
face.
you were gonna all squeeze four friends into the
Yeah.
frame.
Yeah, no, no,
Well,
no can do.
why can't we allow them to do that?
No, because it's got to be a situation. If you smile, we turn the
Yeah,
camera off.
but one smile negates, one smile eliminates the entire group.
Okay, we can do it that way.
I wonder if there's
Sure.
a way to make it so I can split my Zoom call into two screens.
Nah.
Well, that gets into our topic for today's show, doesn't it, Matt?
Yeah, do you normally cheat on Zoom calls?
No, but I know a few people who might be able to work something up.
And how do they cheat? How do what
Wait,
are
this is
the?
to avoid.
Oh,
This is all.
they're just
This
like
is all to
programmers
avoid.
and network nerds. Yeah,
So what?
they really know a lot about port forwarding and VPNs and stuff.
So what do they do? Do they put somebody else's video onto the Zoom call?
I'm not entirely sure. I know there's been instances where people have gotten into Zoom calls in the past. I'm not sure if that's been fixed or
Oh yeah,
anything,
Zoom
but
bombing.
this is all in order to avoid paying WFMU an extra $5. All this scheming and planning. Days
I
and
had to make
days,
a little bit of
weeks of
money too.
work.
It's your kind
There's a
of
little bit
scheme,
of
Andy.
money at stake for everyone here, so.
Yeah, it's a perfect plan. Oh, what you're going to do with that $5?
You
Why don't
actually
you
make your chances worse by having four faces on your one call, because then if any one of them smiles, everybody's out.
So I suppose we need to.
Ideally,
Man, you really gotta scheme now.
you'd have like a half a person or a quarter person per Zoom call. That would improve your chances.
Or you can use your friends and hack into
Oh,
it
I could use like a
and save
baby. I could
$5.
have an infant on there.
Oh, very clever. Very clever.
Although I
A
guess
little
Andy could make some faces maybe, but
an 8 month old. I can make an 8 month old laugh.
can you?
Yeah. If you'd let me do my French accent, I can.
For an 8 month old baby, you can do your French accent. Just give the listeners a taste of your French accent right now, Andy.
I can't do a French accent.
I'm eager to hear it.
I know you can't do a French accent.
But what do I? So wait,
All right,
what's the
thanks,
plan that I'm going to
caller.
get? What's the plan that I'm going to get a joke book out, or go through my old little stand-up routines? And what's the plan?
You just have to be your usual
Oh
irreverent.
no, that won't do. I'm being serious. What do I do?
Yeah, I remember some jokes and I've jotted them down. I can remind you what they are. You have some killer jokes. Yeah, pull out your old stand-up jokes.
Okay. Well, they've never gotten any laughs in the
Oh,
past,
yes,
but
they
there's always
have.
a first time.
Yes, they have. We want to talk to people who cheat on Zoom calls, and we can disguise your voice. Oh, should I
That's
set
right.
it?
Oh, yeah, we will disguise your voice. We want true. This is a true confession show. We want people who have cheated, maybe, I guess, high school or college students who are learning remotely, but have hacked the system. What's the word, Ken?
Cheated.
Cheated. There it is.
Just checking the voice disguiser. It's in good shape.
That's right. Give us a call. Why don't you give the number out, Kenny?
It's 201-209-9368. And we want to know how you have cheated on Zoom calls. We're disguising your voice. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I have a question about the staring contest.
Yes, the staring contest Saturday night. Yep.
Is masturbation allowed?
Andy, is masturbation allowed? No.
Okay, I'll try it. Okay, I'll take your advice.
Because that would make me laugh.
I do a pretty good impression of Jeffrey Toobin.
I think if I can just keep my sex face going, I can win the whole thing.
You can do it. Get into your sex face now, and don't let it drop until Sunday morning.
Ever since Jeffrey Toobin got in trouble, on every Zoom call I'm on, I keep my hands in plain sight.
But they're not really your hands.
They're my mannequin hands.
It's obvious that those are not your hands. In fact, you have
because I'm waving three of them.
Well, there's two right hands. The last Zoom call I was on with you, there's two right hands waving around.
I learned from my mistakes.
That's the tip off. We want to know how people really have cheated on Zoom calls. Please give us a call at 201-209-9368.
It seems to me it's all the honor system these days, right? If you're learning remotely, because it's just so easy. It's mindlessly easy. If you're taking a test,
on
Zoom.
I mean, you know, it can't be honor system because high schools and colleges have been giving online tests for years. So they obviously have mechanisms for dealing with that. It can't just be that everybody's on their phone sharing all the answers with one another while they take the test. No, it's way beyond that.
But what do they do? But how do they prevent people from sharing answers?
I'm not sure. I think they stagger the times of the tests.
But they can't give one student per test, and then do they give them a different test?
Yeah, I think they might have multiple tests that they give out. There's all sorts of things that they do in college anyway.
Well, this sounds like it's going to be a fascinating show.
Yeah.
201, what's the number to call?
209.
Oh, yeah. 9368. You know what was a great moment last week? Now it's coming back to me. It's toward the end when there was money at stake. All I had to do was remember that number. Last week's show.
I can't remember. All I know is that it was music related. But I really...
For some reason, if I had dialed that... Wait, if I could dial that number. Oh, it was could I get on the air and
vote that's
for myself.
Right. That's right.
And I couldn't remember that.
Oh, that's right. We were giving out $5,000. Oh, yeah.
I've been giving out this stupid phone number for 30 years.
That's right. It was the best band theme song.
Yeah, the best band theme
song. And you were trying to win for Andy Breckman, man.
Yeah.
Hey, we have another call. You're on the air. Your voice is disguised.
Hi. So I'm a high school student, and yes, I've cheated on a Zoom and Google Meet calls a couple of times.
Tell us how you've done it. Well, first of all, what's your name?
My name's Jeff.
Jeff, and what's your address?
Jeff what?
Oh, I live in Carney.
That's our idea of a joke because we disguised your voice, so it would be funny to ask your name.
Yeah.
That's why that's funny.
It's much funnier in a French accent.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, you're a high school student in Carney, and you've cheated on Zoom and Google Meet. Classes or tests. Tell us how it works.
So I pre-recorded my presence. You know, I recorded myself just sitting there, scratching my face or looking around, just acting nonchalant, and then used that as my video feed, and no one knew.
But what if the teacher calls on you?
Well, then I just switched it off and always wore the same outfit. Of course, switched it off, answered, and switched it back on again.
So you're sitting in front of the screen wearing the same outfit.
Yeah, I'm sitting there.
And what's the advantage then of running the tape? You're sitting there. You're not out back playing Frisbee.
Andy.
Well, I'm just doing other stuff on the computer, you know, just watching YouTube videos or whatever.
Yeah, watching Rat Race, watching Ice
Cube. Usually I'm listening to Wooden Bacon.
Watching Sergeant Bilko.
Who will shut this man up?
Watching footage of Jeffrey Toobin on CNN.
But yeah, I mean, it comes in handy sometimes.
Do a lot of people do that in any given class? How many people would you say are not really there?
Well, I've never actually seen anyone else in my meetings do that.
Uh-huh.
Like, I've been told that other people in the school have done it, but
I have to say I'm skeptical. I don't, because if you're risking so much, if you get caught, and it seems easy to get caught, wouldn't you be kicked out of school?
Not really. I mean, slapped on the wrist probably, but nothing more than that.
Andy, if he gets called on, he just goes live and he's wearing the same outfit, and there's no problem.
But the background has to be the same, exactly the
same. Yeah, how hard is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's always in my room.
He just records.
Wait, so every time you're called on, won't there be like a little video glitch, a little hiccup in the video feed?
Yeah, a hiccup.
Yeah, but you know, internet, it usually covers up for that.
Hiccups happen all the time.
Yeah.
I'm skeptical.
Why? It seems so straightforward.
Because I was born to be skeptical. Really? You think that's easy to pull off, Ken?
Yeah.
And what's to prevent people from doing exactly that on our staring contest?
Oh, I can't tell you, but we have anti-cheating technology.
Oh, I see. We're going to just tell everyone to scratch their nose when we say now.
Well, not their nose, but that's kind of the idea. Yeah.
I see. We will be giving them directions.
Right, we will be giving directions that could not be pre-recorded.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay, we could do, tell everyone to put their left foot in and put their left foot out. shake it all about.
Okay, yeah, we could do the hokey pokey.
We could have hokey pokey breaks, but it would be random hokey pokey breaks. Random hokey pokey tests.
Okay, yeah, we can throw hokey pokey in. And we won't even charge extra for that. The staring contest will include several hokey pokey breaks, and those are free. The hokey pokey.
Those will be random, unannounced, surprise, spot hokey pokey tests. We may not even begin with put your left foot in.
Oh my God! You're going to mix it up. You are really
mix it up.
Diabolical, man.
Yeah, it's hokey pokey on steroids.
You might say, like, put your whole head in as the first thing.
That's right, baby.
Whoa, man, that would really throw me off. Hey, thank you, Jeff and Carney.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And you sound excellent with your voice disguised. We're asking people how they have cheated on Zoom calls, of course, you know.
The theme song that we have at the beginning of our show promises our listeners that Andy Breckman Man will take away your sorrow and replace it with joy.
That's right.
That's the lyrics.
Yeah.
I can't live up to that.
And yet last week you were saying it was the best band theme song ever.
Yeah, because every other one sucks.
Oh, come on.
That's a promise I just can't keep.
Hi, you're on the air and your voice is disguised. Hi there.
Hello?
Hi, it's you. Can you turn down your radio? Turn your radio down and your voice is disguised.
Yes.
Well, this is a real kid.
Okay, now it's disguised even more. What's your name? You can give us a fake name.
Yami Jr.
Yami, and what's your real name?
Max.
Okay, Max. So tell us how you have cheated on Zoom calls.
So there's this background thing, and then I just have a screenshot of me, you know, kind of looking at the screen intently.
Yeah.
And then just leave the room.
Uh-huh. And it's a still shot that's stuck there.
But Max, what if the teacher calls on you?
Well, I'm almost nearby, so.
And what do you do?
I just play on my phone, do things.
Yeah, you know what I would do? I would quickly turn on my microphone and say, "Suck it, Teach!" And then turn off the microphone. That's all you got to do, Andy.
Max, have you ever had any close calls? Have you almost been caught?
Yes, I have. Almost.
But you still think it's worth doing? You still think it's worth the risk?
Yes.
And what are you doing instead of paying attention to class? What are you doing?
Mostly playing Among Us.
Playing what?
Among Us.
Among Us, right.
Among Us. It must be a video game. Oh, I think my son Evan mentioned that game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's good.
So, Max,
you're your parents would be very proud of you, I'm sure.
So, Max, you do this with a still picture, not like the caller, the last caller, Jeff, who had a video feed. You just stick up a static still picture of yourself.
Yes.
Doesn't that stand out? Or are there so many people in the class that the teacher doesn't notice that this person's not moving at all?
No one really notices.
Yeah.
It's a perfect plan. Nobody, it's diabolical.
Nobody notices. All right. Thank you, Max. Thanks for your call. You sound great with your voice disguised. We want to know how people cheat on Zoom calls or Skype or Google Meet or whatever. Phone number is 201-209-9368. We will disguise your voice. Hi, you're on the air.
I want to hear about someone that's taken a test and has cut corners.
Hello?
Hi, what's your name? You can give us a fake name.
Oh, it's okay. My name is Mr. Holy Toledo. How are you guys doing?
Oh, hi, Holy Toledo. I'm gonna turn you up a little bit so it's easier to understand you, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. So I'm a engineer now?
Yeah.
So I know pretty much what the two students said before were pretty much spot on. It's pointless for them to be sitting there and not learning, right?
Right.
But they're there. They don't go because either their parents are home or they're scared they're going to get caught. So they sit there and they may put on that video feed. I think that Max might be not being truthful because I don't think a still picture would work.
Right.
A video feed would work. But that's more like faking attendance. They're not cheating on a Zoom call or a Google test. They still can. How they would do that is we lock their test so they could only take it on the screen that the school-sanctioned computer from a school-sanctioned email. And they can't open up any other windows. But what they do is they just take out their phone
right.
and look stuff up that way.
Uh-huh. So, Holy Toledo, are you a teacher?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But can't you have a camera on them to watch if they're to watch them?
They're supposed to have their camera on, but like they're high school kids, so they'll just show like the. I'm happy if I get a forehead or like a ceiling. I see a lot of ceiling fans.
And then, have you accused a kid of cheating, or you can't really accuse a kid until you're sure? Is that right?
Well, you could see on like a vocabulary test if they. Like, I'm an English teacher, so we're studying irony. So there's different types in English. And
if one kid hasn't been in class, if they've been looking at, like, Mexican cartel TikTok or whatever they look at or playing Among Us, they'll just Google regular irony and put that in, right? Even though their screen's locked and they can't open up another tab, they'll Google it on their phone. But they'll just tell me a situation that's, general irony. It's not what we're studying. So that, I'll bust them. That way.
And then I guess you'll get multiple answers. I mean, you'll get identical answers from multiple kids.
Yeah, it's a free-for-all. I mean, they can totally cheat. It's like, all they have to do is show initiative to cheat. The shocking thing is many of them don't even do that.
You should kick those kids out of the class. If they're not creative enough to cheat, then they shouldn't be in school.
I mean, virtual school, I always tell them, you can say what you want. You know this is easy. They can hand in stuff. Until the end of the semester or the marking period, because no one's going to accuse, if they say they have a COVID or a COVID-related job loss, no one's going to want to make that argument. They get a free-for-all.
thinking like
now in your school, are kids asked to sign an honor code document?
What was that question?
In your school or your class, are students required to sign an honor code agreement?
Well, we have like a code of conduct, but it's not like it's not binding.
Apparently not.
Oh, Andy has one that's binding.
Andy has a binding code.
Yeah,
we should have a code of conduct for our listeners, Ken, and have everyone have to sign off.
Well, it's known as terms of service, Andy.
We should have everyone have to accept it if they want to listen to our show.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I thought I'd give you guys a teacher perspective. I mean, those kids were right. A lot of them, and the silly thing is, they're not doing anything fun.
Right.
They're not like leaving their house. They're sitting in their room. They're just like, and some of them are going to wind up in summer school.
It does make you curious about the game Among Us, doesn't it?
It certainly does. There's a couple other ones I'm curious about, but we'll see. If I'm never in class, then maybe I found Among Us.
Yeah, maybe you could just put a loop of you up on the screen.
They wouldn't notice. I actually, you know what? Now we're talking.
It's so depressing.
They wouldn't notice.
This is just so depressing.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It'll be over soon.
The one good thing is, though, like, I tell them, like, you can, like, artificially jack up your grade. I mean, everyone should have a 4.0. But
that's strange advice. Now, are parents walking through in the background? Are parents helping kids in the background?
You hear like a random, like, high school, so the parents aren't in that much, but you'll hear like a random, like, do the dishes, like yelling at some kid in the background. The other, like, unfortunate thing is some of them are like in the same room with their siblings, so they're like hearing two teachers. I can't imagine that.
Oh,
it's not a good situation.
Yeah.
Oh. So, like, you'll be learning English in high school, and you'll hear your sibling learning, like, fifth grade science or something.
You know what I should do? I should stage a fight in the background that the teacher and the rest of the class could overhear.
The teacher wouldn't know what to do. You
just screaming, just kind of yelling at my wife. You call that a shallow grave? Just things like that. Just overhearing weird things.
Yeah, yeah, that would be hilarious. Or like, yeah, I mean, you could just walk by, and I'm sure it would make your kids pretty angry.
Yeah, or I could be doing the hokey pokey. I could be giving hokey pokey classes in the background.
You know what? I'm stealing that. I'm stealing that tomorrow. So I'm going to do a random hokey pokey pulse test.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hokey pokey test, random test. But the trick is you can't start with left foot in.
No, right. I like that. No, that was my favorite thing. Yeah,
yeah, it's like a spot quiz.
Yeah, it's like a spot quiz. Well, you'll see that in action. We're going to field test that hokey pokey test on Saturday night. What time does that thing begin, Ken?
8 o'clock, the 7-second delay staring contest, 8 p.m. Saturday night, December 5th.
What time should I get there?
Quarter to 8.
All right, I think we'll be there.
All right, be there. $5. Right. It's a benefit for FMU. Thank you, Teacher Holy Toledo.
Take care,
so
guys.
So it's like buying a raffle ticket. $5 gets you in, and somebody's going home with $144.
And 50 cents. Yeah. Yep.
Or I guess, what if it's down to two? Could they split the pot? Is that possible?
Yeah, but we're going to really try hard to break one of them.
Oh, my God, that championship round. That's going to be so tense.
Yeah. We pull out all the stops to break him. To break one of the two finalists. The phone number here is 201-209-9368. We want to know how you cheat on Zoom, and we will disguise your voice.
Wouldn't it be great if it gets down to one guy, and I end up just in frustration, mooning him? Wouldn't that be a great moment in FMU history?
No, it would not be a great moment because that moon.
I reserve the right.
Well, you know the moon would
have the right to moon the guy.
The moon would live forever. You know that, right?
If it would save me $144.
The moon would not go away.
Oh, I see. You mean you're videotaping this?
Well, I'm not. I'm not going to be saving it. But anybody can videotape it or take a screenshot of your moon. Hi, you're on the air.
Zane
in New York.
Hi, Zane. That's a good fake name, Zane. What's your real name?
I told you I'd have to kill you. Sorry.
Okay. So, Zane, you're a high school student?
I am, yes.
Now, Zane, you're a friend of the show. You're a friend of ours. It's hard to believe you would cut corners. You would cheat on a test or a class.
I feel like what I'm telling you, there are hypothetical cheats I could do in the classroom.
Do you have friends that you know are cheating?
Yes.
I took Zane's voice disguiser off.
Because we know who he is. Zane, without identifying your friends, what are they up to?
Basically, a lot of the teachers, they don't use new questions. They just kind of steal them from the internet. So if you type in one question, you can normally find, like, the whole test.
Oh, my gosh. Of course. Of course, you could search for lazy teachers.
Oh, my God. That's the worst.
Right. Lazy teachers find the test online.
Oh, my God. Back in my day, we had to break into the high school and steal the test, you know, physically.
You had to kill the maintenance guy.
Yeah. Jesus, we had to work a little bit.
Oh my gosh, that's of course that's brilliant. Those damn lazy teachers. They don't write their own tests.
Yeah, they get paid too much for what they do.
Man, that's really something. Any other tips, Zane? On cheating in the age of Zoom?
Are you on your phone texting with your friends during school?
No.
Because you don't have any friends or because you don't have a phone?
Yeah, that would be it. Yeah.
Okay. Andy, stop.
I feel like if I got one, I might text him, but.
And then he was no longer your friend after you texted him?
They're not worth it. Friends are not worth the trouble. The cost benefit, analysis is just not worth it. You have to remember their birthdays. You have to care about their problems.
Oh, my God. That's just the beginning.
You have to like their girlfriends.
Yes, it's endless. Endless.
You have to play with their kids.
Oh. Zane, any other final tips? You've opened
just,
up.
Just stare directly in the camera and just go to a different tab. They won't question you. That's my tip.
Yeah. How would they know? Right. How the hell would they know?
Exactly.
Oh, I see. You mean there's something else on the screen?
Yeah.
But what if you're called on? Do you have to quickly recover and find the right page?
I just kind of tab. I just tab back. I mean, sorry, my friends just tab back.
Yeah, how hard? My friend. Andy, you
my
just...
friend, whose name is also Zane.
Andy, you just go back to the original tab. It's not a big deal.
I guess.
Trust us. It's not a big deal.
Wait, so during the lockdown, what do grades mean?
Nothing.
Are your grades getting better and stronger, Zane, during the lockdown? I mean, why isn't everyone getting A's?
You can actually now, if you ask, you can just have your grade be a pass. Instead of a number, instead of it being like, oh, you did this well, like, you can just have a pass fail. So if you get above a 65, you get a P. And if you get below, you get an F. So grades really don't really matter anymore.
But would that mean something to a college admission board?
Well, a lot of colleges aren't even looking at grades this year. They're saying it's grade optional. So if you want to send in your grades, you're allowed to.
Oh, my God.
They don't really care.
It's like a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
We're living in bizarro world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, rules don't apply.
Damn. All right, Zane, thanks for all your insights.
Of course.
Hope to see you at the 7-second delay staring contest Saturday night.
I might miss it for the world. Thank you.
Okay, see ya.
And it wouldn't be fair because Zane is like a semi-professional comedian.
Right.
He would know all my tricks. He would have heard all my jokes.
Yeah, and he also knows how to cheat. He knows how to open up a second tab.
Well, hopefully our hokey pokey trap.
I don't know. I think people will still be able to play the hokey pokey.
Well, now that we've announced it on our show, maybe this was a strategic error. Maybe people now are pre-taping themselves doing all sorts of hokey pokey moves.
Oh, but they don't know what order we're going to go in.
But maybe it's just as simple as just clicking hokey pokey move A, hokey pokey move L.
No, it's not that simple. There's only what? There's 2, 4, 5, 6. There's only 6 hokey pokey moves.
Hold on. Hold on. Left foot in. Hold on.
Maybe 7 if you count your butt. Okay.
Right foot in.
Yes, 4 limbs, Andy.
Hold on.
4 limbs, a head, a butt, and your whole body.
Put your whole self in. Yeah, that's the big.
Put your whole self in. Yeah, but that's where we start. But now that
hokey pokey, no, well, you're gonna start there. Oh, that's brilliant.
But now that we've said we're gonna start there, maybe we won't.
Because usually it all builds up to the whole self in. Do you remember that great moment? The whole self in.
Yeah, maybe we'll start with. Put your fanny in.
It's like
put
it's like
your fanny
Eagles,
out.
It's like the Eagle saving Hotel California for the encore. That's what the hotel fit is. It's the big encore.
Hi,
it's
you're
the greatest.
You're on the air, and your voice is disguised.
Yeah, hi. This is Franklin from Miami.
Hi, Franklin.
Yeah, I'm a teacher.
Can I undisguise your voice, Franklin?
Yeah, you can undisguise
my voice. For sure, dude. I'm in Miami.
Okay.
Yeah. What
Not
are the
that
odds of two listeners
Miami
in
loves
Miami,
the show,
Ken.
But I love the show. But
yeah, the rest of Miami.
Nothing we can do about cheating.
Wait, have you just conceded? You just have given up
yeah.
on trying to please the kids?
I mean, honestly, you can try to intimidate them as best you can and be like, hey, you know, you're on a time limit. There is no time limit. Honestly, we're so helpless. I mean. They can literally get an A just doing the bare minimum. It's tragic.
But what if you tried to appeal to their better nature? What if you tried to appeal to their sense of honesty and decency and honor?
You know, it might work a little bit, but overall, it ain't happening.
What have you seen? What have been
honestly,
what's been
the
most egregious
the worst part is,
example?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What? Give us an example of the behavior you've seen from your students.
You know, the typical take a photo and have that be your profile photo for Zoom, and you know.
Oh my God! They really do that.
Just you know, oh my camera's not working today, or the electricity seems to go out a lot lately.
My camera's not working today.
Oh, I've had that.
My camera will feel better tomorrow.
I think it needs to stay at rest, maybe. I don't know. Honestly, the hardest thing about teaching online is, so I'm a science teacher, and I have to show YouTube videos all the time about different natural processes, right?
Right.
And, see, I have to go in incognito because YouTube has my recommended videos, and they're all about the martingale system.
Right.
Well, there,
so I don't want my
students
to know I have a gambling, not a problem, but you know, I'm an enthusiast.
Finally, something you can use in life being taught in the schools.
Franklin, have you had people, students impersonating other students or students who maybe get a smart kid to take a test for them? Has that?
You know, I wouldn't doubt it. I've had students, I mean, change their name to John Cena in the middle of class. And that's stolen valor. I can't condone that. Yeah, but smarter students taking their tests, more than likely.
Mm-hmm.
Never thought of that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ken.
No problem.
Grim.
Yeah, no problem.
But if students are submitting the exact same answer as their friends, isn't that a proof of collaboration?
You know what? I mean, it really, you know, on a multiple choice test, you know,
oh,
what can you do about that? You
know? Have you ever accused a student of cheating or not being there, and are there consequences to it?
You know, I like to pretend there are. Are there? Absolutely not. I like, hey everybody, I know if you're cheating, you can keep track. It's a matter of who can call my bluff the best, and you know,
wow.
Hoping for the best.
Wow! And have you seen weird things in the background? Have you gotten a glimpse of your student's home life that you probably didn't want to get?
No, not really. We encourage virtual backgrounds for that reason, you know, just in case, you know, anybody's embarrassed or whatever reason.
Right.
We do encourage virtual backgrounds.
Oh, that's interesting. So it's a kind of an equalizer. So nobody is embarrassed about their shoddy apartment.
Right, right. So it's you know nobody has to be embarrassed or anything if they got a lot going on at home or whatever. So
or if their ceiling good things. If the ceiling fan's not working that day.
Much like the webcam.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, my ceiling fan isn't working today.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Franklin. This has been very interesting.
Thank you, guys. Love the show.
Thanks. Thanks for your call.
Kind of discouraging, isn't it, Ken?
Yeah, it's really, really depressing. I'm just glad I don't have any kids in school, man.
Well, I have to say, my kids have a have an honor code that the kids have to sign at the beginning of the year, and everybody takes it very seriously.
Uh-huh.
My kid and their grades suffer before they would cheat. At least that's what my kids are telling me.
But it's a written honor code?
It's an actual contract that the kids sign. It's like a very dramatic thing that everyone signs at the beginning of the year.
Are there consequences if they get caught cheating against that contract?
Well, according to this code, there are very serious consequences. I don't know if the school's ever used it. But we should do that with our listeners. It would be great, I think, everyone to sign a waiver contract.
Okay, we'll have a waiver for download at the staring contest on Saturday night.
Well, I don't know if that would apply to that.
Oh, you mean for this show?
Well, generally, to begin every show with asking listeners to agree to our new terms and conditions.
Right. Okay. That sounds good.
How would they do that? We would post it online?
Yeah.
Well, let's do that. Let's do that next week, and everyone has to agree to them before they could call.
Well, we already have terms and conditions for the website. We can just reuse that.
No, I'll write. We'll write our own for every phone call.
We're going to write our own terms and conditions for every phone call?
No. If you want to call us on the air next week, you first have to agree to our terms and conditions.
Yeah. Let's maybe not do that.
Oh, okay. Or not.
Yeah.
Let me finish a sentence for once.
Okay.
Or not.
The phone number here is 201-209-9368. And
the phone number here
is
201. Oh, same number. 209-9368. Oh, yeah.
We're talking about cheating on Zoom. You're on the air, and your voice is disguised.
Hi.
Is it Pam?
No, it's not Pam. It's Alice.
Hi, Alice. Is that a fake? No. Is that your she's fake name or your real name?
She's doing her impression of Pam.
Okay. Alice, are you a student or a teacher?
I'm a college student.
Okay, so we're going to continue disguising your voice.
And Alice, why don't you confess your sins? What have you been doing on Zoom that you shouldn't be doing?
All right, so I do cheat pretty often on tests. And it's mostly because, I mean, I still pay attention and I learn the material, but it's just like a safeguard, you know. Just
yeah, who could blame you? Just to be safe, like a backstop. Now, are you getting straight A's now for the first time in your life?
Honestly, no, because sometimes I can't find the answer on my cheat sheet, so I end up getting the question wrong anyway.
Oh, Alice, that's a heartbreaking story.
What's your cheat sheet? Where do you write your cheat sheet?
So I kind of sit close to a wall, like facing a wall, and I put up papers with notes or important information up on the wall, and I just look at it, and it looks like I'm looking at the screen because I'm just looking forward.
Yeah.
It's a perfect plan.
How can they not be guarding against something as simple as that?
But how could they possibly catch her? Unless they say to everyone, very quickly now, without any warning, turn your camera around, pan the room. And around the walls.
Well, maybe they should switch it over to essay questions so it's not quite so easy to cheat.
Well, we do have those too, but I just kind of, like, I know some stuff. And then the stuff that I don't know, I, you know, look around my papers and see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So so you're hoping that the vaccine doesn't work. You're hoping for this never to end, I'm guessing, right?
No, because I feel like it's kind of made me less motivated to study, or, I mean, it makes me feel like I don't have to study as hard because I can just cheat.
And what are you, and has it occurred to you not to cheat and to work harder? And I mean, is that scenario make any sense at all?
Yeah, it does.
Hey, wait, now what are you studying?
Ultrasound.
Oh, so you're
medicine. Wow, oh, medicine. So
you're going to be determining whether someone has cancer or not in a couple of years.
Well, I mean, okay, yeah. So I actually learn everything.
This is a frightening call. Suddenly, this is very concerning to me. And do you know where you might be working in a couple of years so I can make a note to avoid that particular clinic?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, if you ever see me come in, you'll have to just kind of wink and let me know.
All right, I'll take note.
Yeah, because I know this technician didn't do her homework.
Alice, is it a factor that you feel like everybody's cheating? So if you don't cheat, then you're actually
you're a chump
gonna suffer?
I just feel like if I don't do it, I'm not taking, you know, advantage of the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel like a lot of people are cheating right now. A lot of my friends are cheating. So, and it's, I imagine if everyone, or I mean, not everyone, but if a lot of people in my class are cheating, and if I don't, then I'm going to get less, you know,
Right. If you're like, you're an athlete.
Like Ken, in 10 years, when you go in for an ultrasound, and the technician can't find your kidney, you can say hi to Alice.
Yeah, I do my own ultrasounds. Thank you very much.
All right. To be fair, a lot of the things we learn in class are a lot more specific. Like because I've been to internships, and it's a lot simpler than what we actually learn.
Oh, I see. You're being taught a lot of unnecessary little minutiae, little details.
A lot of them are necessary to pass the licensing exam, and I know I will be ready for the licensing exam.
But how will you be ready for the licensing exam? You can't cheat on the licensing exam.
Right.
There'll be a vaccine. You'll be there in person. What are you going to do?
Maybe. I'll study for those, but I'll just have more time to get ready for them.
Okay, well, that's reassuring.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Thanks, Alice.
Thanks,
yeah,
Alice.
Of course.
Best of luck
night.
To you. God bless you. Godspeed. And note to self. Note to self. Do your own ultrasounds.
Yeah.
Hey, Kenny. So what? So you have one last shot at promoting and billboarding our weekend.
Yeah, we're doing another big 7 Second Delay Zoom event Saturday night. It's the 7 Second Delay Staring Contest, Saturday night, 8 p.m. Tickets are $5, and you can get them at WFMU.org. And it's really a make-you-laugh contest. If Andy makes you smile or laugh, then you have to turn the camera off, and we'll get it down to fewer and fewer people, and Andy starts working on them individually, and until we have one person who wins the jackpot of $144.50.
And families and groups can share the screen together.
Yeah, although it's going to hurt you because if even one member of the family or group...
I will find the weak link.
Smiles.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they can get tickets either in advance or on the day.
Right, at WFMU.org. Can't miss it. You can't miss it. Make sure that you are taking screen captures because Andy might do something really hideous.
And how long will
call.
This thing last?
Until we get it down to one person.
Oh, my God. It could be.
No.
Be there.
It'll be less than an hour.
It could be there for days.
No, it'll be less than an hour.
It'll be like they shoot horses, don't they? It'll be like a dance marathon.
No, that's a great movie.
Do you remember that movie?
I vaguely remember it. Do you remember it?
They danced for like 8 days.
Yeah, no, it was really depressing. It was actually a super.
So depressing.
Yeah, super depressing movie.
Well, we could be that. We could be even more depressing on
Saturday. No, we're going to be much funnier than they shoot horses, don't they?
That's our promise?
Yeah. We're gonna be funnier than Hands on a Hard Body.
Oh yeah, it is like a comedy Hands on a Hard Body.
Yeah. Oh, it's gonna be great. Please join us Saturday night, 8 p.m. for the 7 second delay Zoom staring contest. And thanks to Jeremiah for coming up with the concept of the staring contest.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Great. Thanks, Jeremiah.
Yeah, and thanks, Jeremiah, for the newsletter.
Tell me more about this, Jeremiah. He seems like an important part of the project.
Yeah, he helps out a lot. He writes the newsletter every week. He was once the star of the show. He was the Fix-It Man. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, that was great. Oh, yeah. Hey, so there's a vaccine coming, buddy. It won't last forever.
Yeah, can't wait. I don't know when we're going to be able to get it.
Well, I wonder where we are in the hierarchy.
Yeah, we're probably pretty low in the hierarchy. You're right.
Well, I'm 65.
Oh man!
And
see,
I'm a wealthy guy. Aren't rich guys in the front of the line?
Oh yeah, no, the rich people are definitely up front. No, you'll get yours right away.
I pay more taxes than most.
Well, because you're over 65, and you're rich, so yeah, you got nothing to worry about. But I got a couple of years to go.
But wait, aren't you doing? Boy, you'd think radio personalities would be.
That's true. We're an essential business. Yeah, oh, good point. WFMU is an essential business.
I just hope the CDC doesn't listen to WFMU.
Oh, they don't. Oh, okay, believe me.
Yeah, then you can call it essential.
Yeah, no, there's no chance that anybody on the CDC listens. All right, thanks, Andy. We'll see you Saturday.
The challenge will be calling WFMU an essential business and without laughing.
Yeah, we can try that on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Call WFMU.
Okay, Saturday night. I'll see you then, buddy.
Okay, see you then. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. See you all Saturday night for the staring contest. Stay tuned for Matt Fivesh and Weekly World Blues.
Of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Thank you. The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Children, I do you want to jump till run?